1 inch, right smack dab between the back of your eyeball and your ear. Okay, so that's where it is.
Now, do we need both switches clicked? Is that better, or will one do the trick?
Normally, they work in tandem, but they can't. But you can control them independently. You can click the right one forward and the left one backward. For example, if you wanted to do visual types of activities with non-verbal activities, then the right click switch would be forward and the left click switch would be in neutral.
Gotcha.
If you wanted to write a book, for example, or poetry, or if you wanted to do a fancy math problem, you would click the left click switch forward and then leave the right switch in neutral. Or you could play music while you're trying to write a book,
so that
you
way,
would have them both click.
So that way you could do your homework effectively, but if your roommate bothered you, you could sock him in the jaw.
You could.
All right, but let's say we want to cloud bust,
yes,
which is something that you and I began with, and either punch a hole in a cloud or cause a cloud to dissipate, or maybe even the other way around, cause one to form.
Yes.
People are going to think we're nuttier than fruitcakes talking about this.
I just saw a picture of someone else doing this in an older book, one of these Time Life books, and they had a series of photographs. Now, if they go to my website, they'll see my videotape of me doing this.
Well, we have got the link up there right now. When you say your website, a video, did you say?
Yes. There's a couple of dedicated pages to the cloud busting phenomenon.
You mean it actually shows a cloud being busted?
Oh, I went in my backyard with my video camera without practicing, without doing any second takes or third takes, and I said, okay, I'm going to point the camera up in the sky, and I put the cloud in the middle of the viewfinder, and I said, I'm going to make this one dissipate. And within 3 minutes, that cloud was gone. And then I said, okay, let's point it at another
and
part of the sky.
My God, you've got this in moving video on the site?
Yeah, it's on Real Audio that they have. So we did there's a time-lapse
right
explanation on the website as well, plus the picture. So
well, a lot of people have the G2 player because they watch my program, which, you know, if they get the G2 player, they can see me here doing the show for whatever that's worth.
This will show even on the old Real Audio version 5. So
okay,
if you've got the old or the new one, you can look at that
cool
at my website.
Cool.
But you want a real quick instruction for people just to get started. You know, they can always get the books and get into the detail of it. But if you can imagine that you just have these click switches, see, 1 inch inside each head, and the amygdala comes from the Greek word meaning nut or almond, and it's actually a little walnut-shaped protuberance inside your brain.
Yeah.
And it's about the size of the tip of your thumb. Okay?
Oh,
so you've got one in the left hemisphere and one right here. Now, if you can imagine, you have a feather, right? And if you tickle the front part of that amygdala on the left side and then use the feather and tickle it on the right side, just that process of imaginative tickling,
yes,
that will automatically click that amygdala forward and cause electrochemical activity to occur in the frontal lobe.
We'll call that an American tickler.
It's like a jump start. Yes, an American tickler. That's good. That's good.
And so once you have done that,
then it begins a process. And the more you do this tickling and all the other ways that you can click your amygdala forward, you actually begin to build physically new neural connections into the frontal lobes and throughout the frontal lobe.
I understand you can
and
do that.
This changes everything. Some people, some people listening to the radio tonight, they'll lie down in bed and they'll do this. And I get reports from people who see colors, their whole body begins to vibrate.
Right.
Just amazing things. Most of us, it's more subtle. And you accumulate the effects of opening up the frontal lobes, and then you start, after time and practice of clicking the amygdala forward as you go through your daily activities, you know, the ESP begins to happen spontaneously, the telepathy happens spontaneously.
Gotcha.
Without you even trying, you just notice these things start to happen.
Wow.
Now, Ringo up at the Brain Lab, he actually did standardized testing of people who began, who understood the layers of their brain and how to click their amygdala forward, and he measured huge jumps in the Stanford-Binet IQ test, 500 to 1400% increases in what's known as the Getzelf-Jackson Creativity Index.
Wow, wow.
People, people experience spontaneous creativity, and probably most importantly, once you start clicking the amygdala forward and getting out of the reptilian part of the brain,
right,
you start to have immediately start to increase physical and emotional pleasure.
All right, listen, we don't have a whole lot of time tonight. There's one hard question I want to ask you. If somebody got really proficient, as you would be, I would presume, could you cause somebody else's amygdala to click forward externally? In other words, as you get better and better at externalizing the power that you're acquiring,
yeah,
could you do that?
You can't help yourself but do that. It's, you know, it's contagious. If you're beaming and radiating wonderful energy and you're feeling great, it's osmosis.
Listen, I would like to have a ways. How can people contact you, or do you want to plug a book, or what?
Sure. Since I've talked to you, I've written a brand new playbook guidebook with your audience in mind. It's very, very easy to understand, and it's a month-long series of daily, one-a-day activities that anybody can understand.
All right.
Whether you're 10 or 65 years old. It's called Brain Magic.
Brain Magic.
Brain Magic.
Good title.
And, of course, they can get it through the website as well.
All right, well, obviously, we've got a link up there right now. Is there an email address where anybody can contact you?
Sure. It's N. Slade.
That's N as in Nora, Slade, S-L-A-D-E, all together.
Yes, at h2net.net.
All right, again, everybody, N. Slade, that's N-S-L-A-D-E, at H as in Honolulu, 2net.net.
That's correct.
And the email will go to Neil. Neil, what you and I are going to do is to plan in an entire program, but I, you know, with Mike here, I had to have you on because otherwise, without the photograph, without the story, without Neil Slade, nobody would have believed this.
Well, it was very nice talking with you again, and I'm glad to hear from you again.
Neil, let's...
And I look forward to our next conversation.
Let's plan a whole show. We'll do that, all right?
All right.
Thank you very much.
Good night, Art.
Good night, Neil. That's Neil Slade. Man, it's absolutely amazing stuff, you've got to admit. I'm sorry I wasn't alive to see Mike. I was a little guy then, and I wouldn't have known Mike from Shinola. Well, with that in mind, we're going to break here. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about polar shifts. This is Coast to Coast AM.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight, featuring a replay of Coast to Coast AM from May 18th, 1999.